Indian.
Mm-hmm.
I don't show it. My brother showed a little bit. I never showed any.
Well, that's good blood.
Well, it's all right.
If there was something there that you didn't want anybody to touch and little children came in, what would you tell them to do?
Well, just keep away from it. Mm-hmm. Don't go near that.
You mentioned children's games. Did you ever play a game with a stick?
Shinny?
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, howdy. We used to go out and like play shinny on the ice, you know.
Uh-huh.
Of course, we played shinny out on the ground, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go down and get some sticks with a kind of a little knot on them, you know.
Yeah.
And cut that knot around for shinny, you know. Boy, I've been hit many times, them darn shinny clubs.
How did you score points?
Huh?
How did you score points?
Well, we'd have a line, and one got there. We'd put a tin can here in the middle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one bunch would knock it one way, and the one the other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that got it over his line first got so many points, you see.
Mm-hmm. Did you call that making a goal, or?
Making a goal, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Gosh, that was quite a game them days.
Yeah.
Hide and seek was a great game, and black man. You know what black man is, don't you?
No, I don't know that one.
You ever play black man? Oh, that's the main thing in school early days. We'd have a line here and about 100 yards down and have another line. In the middle, we'd have a couple get in there, and then they'd run one other to the other, and you'd catch them and pat them three times on the back.
Mm-hmm.
And
while they were running, huh?
While they were running. And they'd keep that going. Whenever you caught one, well, he'd help catch the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
They'd keep going to get them all caught. And then choose up sides, you know.
Uh-huh. By like running your legs off.
Yeah.
Did you ever play golf?
No.
That was a recent game.
In my estimation, that's a sissy's game.
You know it is now. The people get out there and got so they had a caddy to carry the bag.
Yeah.
That was half the exercise.
Yeah. Now they're driving around in a wheel cart.
Yeah. And the only exercise they get is getting onto the seat and off of it and hitting the ball. They got somebody to watch for the ball.
The golf course out here joins my land out here. I got a piece of land joined. Of course, I have now. I need my son last winter. He still has it.
I got interested in the game and bought some golf clubs, and I'd just go out there just to walk around and hit the ball. And these people that I'd play with would get so angry with me because I was having a good time and wasn't really working on my game.
Yeah.
It was just a way to get out for me. If you held, let's say you were going to lift something and you wanted somebody to help you and you didn't know what to do, you'd tell him to don't stand there with his hands in his pockets.
Yeah, that's quite an expression. Get your hands out of your pocket.
Would you tell him to grab hold or take
grab hold? That's the main mistake. Grab hold.
You mad to do it, huh?
Let's have a lift here.
Uh-huh. And then when you got where you wanted to go and you wanted him to take his hands
just say
away,
hold a study.
And you wanted him to take his hands away? Then
well, we'd say, I'll let her go.
Uh-huh. If you started to go someplace and somebody was going with you and he wasn't quite ready and you wanted him not to hurry, wanted him to let him know that you'd wait, what would you tell him?
Well, say, go ahead and get ready. We'll wait for you.
Uh-huh.
But make a snap or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. If you do something wrong the first time, but you know you can do it right the second time, what would you say to him?
Well, take another try at it.
Uh-huh. And a person who laughs and tells jokes, you'd say, has a good sense of...
Huh?
A person who laughs and tells jokes, he has
Well, you just call him a joker.
Has a sense of...
Sense of humor.
Uh-huh. And somebody, let's say, who is obnoxious and just is in the road and you want him to go away, say you want to...
Well, it's just a nuisance.
Yeah, what if it's a salesman who comes in here, he gets his foot in the door and gets in the house, and you try to get rid of him?